Hey, my sweetie, you're listening to your favorite bedtime stories for kids by Panda Mama. And today I have got you the story of two sisters, Amara and Ilara. And the name of the story is The Importance of Being Kind. Now let's start the story. In the special land of Ranikhet in India, there were two princess sisters, Amara and Ilara. They were both very pretty and everyone liked them a lot. But Amara was just a little extra special because she was not just pretty, she was also kind, helpful, and very sweet to everyone. Also, Amara had a big heart and she liked to help others. She was also down to earth, which means she didn't act like she was better than anyone else. Amara even helped her mom and dad take care of the kingdom Ranikhet. She was just like a bright star, making sure everyone felt happy and loved around her. She really cared about those unfortunate people in the kingdom. And she kept sharing her food, clothes, even her time with them. These unfortunate poor people liked her a lot because she treated them like her own family. On the other hand, Ilara was not like Amara. She didn't like poor, unfortunate people and thought she has way better things to do than helping them and spending time with them. Even Ilara didn't want Amara to spend time with those poor folks. So she was just unkind and rude to everyone around her. Now one day, Amara was reading her book. Ilara came in with an angry face and asked Amara, "Did you give your beautiful dress to the housemaid's daughter, Fiona, Amara?"
"Yes, I did. Because she liked the dress. So I just gave it to her." "Why? What happened, Ilara?"
"Why don't you keep your nice things to yourself, Amara? You don't need to give them away."
"Oh, Ilara, it makes me happy to share. The housemaid, our daughter Fiona, you know her? Even she liked the dress. And it made her happy too."
"Oh, why don't you understand anything, Amara? I've told you many times to stop being too nice to these poor, unfortunate people. They are not like us. We are princes. We should follow our rules. We should know our limits."
"Oh, Ilara, stop being too selfish and unkind. They are human like us. We should stop that. We should not treat them like this. Instead, we should treat them equally because they deserve to be treated equally."
"I think you will never understand." Ilara got upset with Amara and left the room. One sunny day, Ilara and her rich friends went to a forest for a picnic. And when they arrived, they saw Fiona and her friends playing there. So Ilara, as usual, being selfish and rude, she asked Ilara and her friends to leave the place. And sadly, they did. Now, as Ilara and her friends were enjoying their picnic, a barking dog interrupted their fun. Now, all the friends got scared and started running away because they knew the dog might bite them. Now, Ilara was wearing these heels. She couldn't run fast. And she fell and started screaming.
Oh, somebody help me. Oh, somebody help me. This dog will bite me. Oh, somebody please.
Her friends didn't come to help her. And they just kept running away. Ilara started screaming louder. Now she was louder.
Help me.
But her rich friends just ran away, just leaving her by herself. But then, Fiona and her friends with big sticks came and scared the dog away. They all helped Ilara to stand up and asked her,
Princess Ilara, are you okay? Yeah, Princess, are you okay, Princess?
Ilara's eyes filled with tears because she realized these were the same people she had been mean to and asked to leave. But now they were helping her because her friends didn't help her. Realizing this, she thanked them. And you know, it was the first time she thanked the poor, unfortunate people of her kingdom, Ranikhet. After Ilara came back to the palace, something really important happened that day. Her thoughts about poor, unfortunate people in her kingdom was changed completely. She stopped thinking she was better than them, and she realized that everyone in the world is equal. So, my darling, do you know the moral of the story? So, the moral we get from Amara is that when you give the joy to others, the joy multiplies. And what we have learned from Ilara? That in the world, everyone is equal. So, darling, on this note, don't forget to say, yes, let's sleep tight and don't forget to say good night, Panda Mama. Good night.